This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday.
Oh, it sure is Thursday.
It sure is. It's just Thursday.
It's not Thursday.
Not any other day. It's just Thursday.
Well, it's still a good day.
It is. Hey, I'm noticing that my celebrity trash sponsor has changed.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yes. This is
celebrity trash brought to you by Bryn's daughter, Cameron. Mm-hmm. You have some kind of recording you'd like to share with
yeah,
us?
Yeah, I do.
Do you want to wait for Vinny to get here, or do you want?
Yeah, that's kind of why I said, is there 10 seconds on the Zoom call so that he would hear? But
yeah, it's all right. Well, you know what? Here, I'll do the other thing I'm going to do, and then we'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
Dua Lipa is throwing a huge party. It's called Studio 2054.
I love her.
She's great. That one song that makes us all dance.
The one that makes
Don't
me break
now.
My neck. Yeah, that's the one.
Dun, dun, dun.
I like her new one, Levitate.
Oh, I don't know if I know that one.
I don't know that one either, but this is the neck breaker here.
Don't show up. Don't come out. Don't start caring about me now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the video of the day was just made.
We do that video every day, Vin. Every time we play that song. So Studio 2054, Dua Lipa is throwing this party, and you have to win your way into it. So it's a virtual party. It is a rock, disco, rave celebration of the unconventional and unique with Dua Lipa and some superstar surprises, who I think might include Miley Cyrus, I'm not sure, dancing and roller skating through their own little piece of 2020 and the nightmarescape that this has become.
Sounds dope.
So if you want to see it, tomorrow at 5 after 3, 4, 5, and 6 p.m., Jane will give you a code word. You text that in, and you've got a chance to virtually be there. Jane, she's got the code word. Yeah. So if you want to get into the Studio 2054 with Dua Lipa this Friday, be listening at 3, 4, 5, and 6 p.m. Alice in 97.3. So, and I have more on this in just a second, but first I want to say Celebrity Trash is brought to us by Bryn's daughter, Cameron.
Yeah, I have a recording of her. I was able to capture this. Check it out.
Twinkle, twinkle,
that's a great job, honey. Let's try singing the other one.
Happy birthday to Addison. Happy birthday to Adiseya.
Oh, I'm Seiya. I'm Adiseya. She only knows me from Zoom, but she knows Adiseya.
She's met you a few times.
Yeah, I know, but she hates me. She likes me on Zoom. Because I always she shows me her ouchies.
That's a terrible thing to put on a kid.
Kid doesn't like me. That kid does not like me. But she puts up with me on Zoom. Oh, my God. Bryn, tell him.
Well, no, she loves you. Now she loves you.
Now she does on Zoom.
Back in the day, she just was, you know, you were a stranger in the beginning.
Yeah, but so was That's Uncle all. John. And she would go running right over to Uncle John.
Like, did you like the clip or not?
She I
made
loved
happy
it.
Happy birthday
yes,
for you.
Thank
happy
you,
birthday,
Cameron.
Sarah.
Yeah, I wish
Thanks,
we could
Cameron.
Have got more people to say happy birthday
double
to you.
Double nickels.
You know,
it's not double nickels.
Double nickels.
It's not double nickels.
Double nickels.
It's not double nickels. It's not that.
Yeah,
I'm old enough. So, don't make me any older.
We thought about getting more people to say happy birthday to you. But,
cares. You know, my 54th.
It would take at least
on
five
my
minutes.
Double nickel. You better. I know. It would have taken 5 minutes of your day.
I don't know if you could sit. No, I'm saying like to sit through that much audio in the air. It's kind of tough. You want to try
I would have loved it.
But, oh, really?
But, so thanks for nothing.
Oh, man.
Because
you got
year.
A big old booty, Sarah.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Those happy are my birthday, kids. Mom. My kids did happy birthday, Mom.
Today? Yes, they did.
They did?
Yeah, just hang on. I'll be right there. I just got to do this happy birthday voice memo for this older lady I know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, crushing
rat bastard.
Happy birthday, Sarah. It's always better when you're around. Thank you for getting us through this pandemic with grace and humor. We love you. Have a good one.
Oh, that's
yes,
me.
Please. Won't you come and put it down on me?
Doesn't take up room in the actual room.
Why are you so ugly? Sarah's off
on a turnaround. Hey, Sarah, happy birthday. It's amazing you made another trip around the sun. And one of the things that's really interesting to me.
Marcus Osborne.
I'm trying to figure out who that is.
How youthful radio makes you look and feel, right? I don't think people really realize how old you are. And I don't say that. That's not
thanks, Marcus.
A knock. It's not, I'm not clowning in any way, but you look great for your age. Remember a couple of years ago, and I remember being blown away by this story. There was a story about you and your brother. I think you guys went out and you were pterodactyl hunting. And you were talking about how hot it was and how there were no people around except for you guys. And I was blown away by that. I'm like, wow, she has seen some stuff.
All the way back to the dinosaur age. To the Jurassic period.
Happy birthday to you, Sarah. Love
thanks,
you.
Marcus.
See you soon. Bye.
All right, Sarah, I'm going to do this one for both of us. Are you ready?
Yes.
It's Jane. And it wasn't too Martha Stewart-y, right? I just wanted to say happy birthday. I love you so much. Your interior Alice family loves you so much. The exterior Alice Bay Area and the world family loves you so much. Mm. You are the queen, and long may you reign. Happy birthday.
Sarah, whatever made you want to change your mind.
Hey, Sarah, it's Hooman, and I just wanted to wish you the happiest of birthdays. I think you forgot about my birthday, but I didn't want to forget about yours. So, I know you're older than 50. I know it's less than 55. I'm sorry I lost track, but I'm wishing you the happiest of birthdays. I hope the year is full of a lot of joy and blessings and sunshine and love. And I'm hoping and praying that you and the kids and your whole family and the kittens are coronavirus free. Happy birthday, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. Whatever will be, will be.
Hey, Sarah.
Oh, hey, Moss.
You will look back 10 years from now and realize how young you were today.
Aww.
Now remember your grammar and become a Republican. And you will be perfect. Happy birthday, honey.
Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Sarah. Well, happy birthday, Sarah. This is your brother, John. Debbie's at work, so she couldn't say anything. Shay's at work. She couldn't do anything. And I procrastinated. So now I couldn't even prepare anything funny to say, which probably benefits you because you don't like to be shown up.
Anyway,
happy birthday. Here's to another 60 great years.
Hi, Sarah. Happy birthday. It's Debbie. I just wanted to tell you how much I miss you. I miss us sewing in the she shed. I miss our lemon drop martinis. I miss everything about your face. I miss hanging out. I miss card games. I miss walking over and just dropping in on you.
Oh,
but
that's great.
Mostly, I just miss you. I love you. Goodbye.
Oh,
it's Sarah's
nice.
Birthday, and she's 54. Oh. But, you know, whatever.
It's
I'm
Tina.
Not keeping score. Sure, she leans left, and I lean right. But when we hang in the she shack, we never fight. I've always been jealous of her slimmer figure, but I'm doing okay because my tits are bigger. Sarah's super talented, playing in her band, and with any medium she has close at hand. But y'all can thank me for all that stuff she sews, because between you and me, I taught her all that she knows. So here's to Sarah, and like I already told her, she may be prettier, but she'll always be older. I love you, Sarah. Happy birthday.
Tina. Writing a poem.
I know. That's amazing. My baby girl. Does this end soon?
Hey, Sarah, another birthday puts you so much further away from your past. Remember your horse, Shannon? Do you remember the birds that escaped into the wild? Do you remember the parking tickets you used to get with Charles Aguadera?
Who's that guy?
All made you stronger and
morning
fit for
show in
a brilliant
Boston
career. And now the best is yet to come. Happy birthday and many more. I love you.
Happy birthday!
Oh my goodness. And not so nice fast. We're not quite done yet, Sarah. I believe your husband is somewhere nearby. Unfortunately, I'm not there.
Oh, hey, I just dropped in.
Oh, hey, John. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
What's up with you,
man? Can you remove the curtain, Sarah? Because I can't see him.
Where is he?
Oh, there he is.
Oh, there he is. Way back.
Does it pull the other way?
Oh, is there a guitar in this?
Hey, Vin, I call that thing the jalopy.
The jalopy?
It's always around. It's in my way.
I can barely see him back there. Yeah, he's with guitar in hand.
Can you hear that?
Oh, yeah. I can
hear that. We were just talking about you, John. What is the deal with your ability to remember every song ever recorded? Is that just a skill, a talent?
Maybe a curse. I mean, I don't know.
That's not a curse. Are you kidding me? It's the best thing about you. It's the only reason I keep you. That and your cooking.
I'm pretty sure he would like you to put his chaunch at the top of the list. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I guess it's her birthday. She can say whatever she wants, I guess.
God, the best thing about him.
Well, so last night I was just hanging out and thinking about what to cook for Sarah for her birthday.
Yeah.
And I said,
food's important to me.
And this little ditty came up in my head.
Oh, boy.
For your birthday.
Here we go.
Oops. I think someone's out of tune. Sarah, it's your birthday. You got presents on your mind. But I fix your house and cook your food so you get presents all the time. If you gave me $1... for all the things I do, I'd have $1 million and I'd still do more for you.
Oh.
I really wanna say happy birthday. You're special and we know that there's just one. Way back when TV shows were black and white, your mother, she struck gold. Now you're very, very old.
Thanks, John.
That was
nice.
Great, John.
Thank you.
Good job.
Yeah.
Great. Good job, Bryn.
I should have known it was suspicious that he was up early baking.
Well, but he is, right?
Are you baking? Are you making? What are you making?
What do you like?
Brownies with a scoop of vanilla ice cream, caramel, hot fudge, and whipped cream?
No, not that.
Okay. Maybe another birthday. All right. Anyway, what do I do now? Do I go ahead and do this?
And that concludes your birthday dedication.
Thank you. That was very nice. I actually,
well done, Bryn.
At about 7 o'clock, I was like, oh, no one's mentioned my birthday. I might get away scot-free. And then, actually, total great diversion saying, Bryn's daughter, the recording you want. So I'm like, oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's all there is. That's all there could possibly be.
916 says, OMG, Cameron is so adorable.
She is. Oh, my God. Aunt Seiya. Auntie Seiya. Auntie Seiya. It's cute. I love that kid.
Babies can sell themselves. Unfortunately, you don't see the other side at all times. And the other side is the side you don't want.
Yeah. Well, that's the side nobody shows you.
That's the side where they pull all their clothes off, take their diaper off, and duke in their own bed. Super.
I'm sorry. Did she duke in the bed?
Not yesterday, but has. Yep. Mm. There was a conversation yesterday. I ran in and I said, that kid took all her clothes off. What do you want me to do? And the missus goes, well, unless you want to change her bed, you got to go up there and put another diaper on her. I'm like, oh, no.
Get in there, man. Get back in the ring.
And do your daddy duties.
Take another swing.
And that was the end of even a hint of a possible nap. Once I went in there, it was over.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, now we're having a fight over whether or not you can get this diaper on me.
Right.
Let's just see you try.
Out there. Out there. Out there. I'm like, no, in here. You stay in here. I go out there.
Oh. Together. We go together out there.
Great.
All right, so should I do trash?
Yes, absolutely.
Miley Cyrus and Dua Lipa have a new song. It looks like it's a song and a video. It looks like it's coming out today. I don't know if this means that Miley's going to be part of the whole rave, disco, roller skating party that Dua Lipa is throwing that you can win tickets into with Jane. But they've got a song and video out today called Prisoner. It's a oh, thanks, John. It's very sexy time. Apparently, John wants to be alone on the couch now. I don't want anyone to be able to see him. The song is called Prisoner, and we looked at the preview clip earlier. Is the song officially out now or
let
no?
Let me look. Let me see.
Because I'll tell you something, that Prisoner, John, you should have seen it. Do you think that Miley Cyrus is hot?
No.
Oh, do you know who Dua Lipa is?
No. Yeah, it says it premieres in 7 hours.
Oh, in 7 hours. Out, okay. Yeah. Well, would you think that Miley Cyrus was hot if her tongue was out, she was half naked, and she had, like, cherry compote poured all over her?
Yeah, all right.
I'll go with that,
yeah. So, 7 hours, then, until we can hear the song Prisoner, but there's a, you know.
You know what's weird about Miley is I'm a fan. I think she's super talented. I actually really like a couple of her songs. Not mm-hmm. that I, you know, play them myself, but when they come on, I even think Party in the USA is a fun song. I don't find her, I guess it's my age. I'm just not sexually into her at all. Zero.
It's that she's just seems like she's so squirrely or something. Like she's it's hard to put into words because I agree with you. But, like, you know, sometimes I'll be, like, sexually attracted to someone. Like, I can sort of see their sexiness or whatever, some chick. Mm-hmm. With her, it's more like she's, like, friend material. Like, she looks like you'd have a really effing good time if you hung out with her for one night. But
right.
You wouldn't necessarily want to get in bed. Not that really that's an option anyway for any of us. So, you know, we don't have the chance for it.
Well, you know. I might be able to pull her if I tried.
Well, sure. I mean, you might be. You are, of all of us, you're the one with the best chance at Miley. So go for it, man.
I'm kidding, and I don't want to.
I would like to see. I mean, you practically got Sarah Barry Ellis. If only you'd gotten her name right.
Nora Jones. You know it.
Oh, yeah, Nora Jones. Sure, that was super pretty close. And Colby Calais' manager. Really
oh, that was happening, and you know it, and you ended that.
Because we were on the air, you know, no reason.
A bro would have said, I know what he's up to, his chances look good, I'm going to give him 5. Instead, everyone goes.
In fact, we were looking for you for 5 minutes. We had people prowling.
I was busy making time with her manager.
You ever close that deal?
No, because I ran away to go on the bike.
No, they were all still there. I mean, there was always after. I guess she must have hidden afterward.
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right, I'm going to end with, that's terrible news. I'm not doing that one. I'll do this one. Snoop Dogg. Mm. Everybody likes Snoop Dogg, you know? Mm-hmm. That's a guy who seems to be comfortable in his own skin and just does not care.
He does great beer commercials.
Bless you. Thank you. Now he's doing a great SodaStream commercial. He's got a new ad.
Boy, he doesn't even say no to a thing, does he?
Why would he? This is a great commercial. At one point, he's high-fiving with like a sea turtle. It's his way of protecting the environment. Is there a clip that translates, or should we just send people to our Facebook? I can't hear you, Brittany.
I feel like it translates.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, I'll just go ahead and pull it for you.
Many people ask me, Snoop Dogg, how come you're always so happy? It's fairly simple. I believe the small things are the most meaningful.
Yeah, the small things. So this year, instead of throwing a big holiday party, I enjoy a simple dinner with my family.
Hey, no screens.
I'm in school. I'm watching your old music videos. That's education right there.
Yeah, think small.
Since we had to cancel our culinary trip, I enjoy a little baking.
Right here at home.
Fresh.
The small thing.
And I don't need to start a nature relief fund to help save the planet from plastic waste. I simply enjoy fresh, sparkling water with a nearly extinct friend.
And there's the turtle.
Think small, baby. Love you, brother.
By the way.
So it's for SodaStream. It is, it's delightful. I mean, it's exactly what you want it to be. It's... He's playing himself as his own, you know, as his own children. It's really funny. So if you want to check it out, the Snoop Dogg commercial for SodaStream is at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Check it out.
I wonder how that works. Like a guy like Snoop Dogg who's doing multiple endorsements, I guess is the way to put that. But these are situations where he can't necessarily write those ads himself, can he?
No, some ad team put that together and got
But he must
it.
Have a team that he likes because all his ads seem to work for him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. Well, he probably can say, "Nah, that doesn't work for me." That doesn't
work
for Snoop.
I don't know. I just know, you know, there are times certainly when you get involved with something and the machine
And you're like,
starts
"Why
moving,
have I done this? What have I gotten myself into?"
No.
Yeah. No. I'm not putting on a monkey suit and hanging from a jungle gym. It's not happening.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Right.
Anyway, you can find that at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Vinny, what is coming up in the news?
Speaking of commercials, we've got a Comcast doozy coming right
up
for
we
you.
Sure do. That's true. And thanks for the birthday thing, you guys. That was I really appreciate it. That was really sweet. And everybody who... I can't believe you got my sons to be on the air. It's amazing. They were so verbose. Right?
It's short and sweet.
Yeah. All right.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.